Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, January 24th, 2021, the third Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Anthony.
In my neighborhood growing up, we were the token Italian-American family in the midst of Legrinka or Kuschwanz with all the other Polish-American families. And a cookie cutter houses, West Toledo, hard-working blue-collar community. One thing about our neighborhood, though, the driveways all matched up with each other. So this person's driveway, then directly across the street, their driveway, and so on. So one of the things we used to do as kids, one of the games we play was the zigzag pattern, where you go on this driveway, go to the next person's driveway, make zigzags all the way down the street, and then when you get all the way down the street, you come all the way back again. And we spent many summer days doing the zigzag pattern through people's driveways. Sometimes we'd push the envelope and try to go out into their backyard and kind of see what was back there, or maybe what was in their garage. One of the times I remember going and going back farther and going to Steve's garage, and I remember looking in there, and he had all this woodwork. He had shelves, he had end tables, bookcases, everything that he made. I remember looking, and I go, wow. I said, Where'd you go to college? And he looked at me and said, boy, I didn't go to college. I learned all this on my own from my dad. I said, "What? How did you, do it? He goes, let me tell you something. Either you're going to go to college and pay, or you're going to pay by the mistakes that you make. Either way, you're going to pay. And I paid by all the mistakes that I made, which is why I don't have to go to college. I'm a millwright. And I'm like, what's a millwright? He said, I hit golf balls off the top of a Jeep, and then when they have things that are broken, I go down and fix them. I said, that sounds like a pretty cool job. Great practical wisdom from Steve. Either you're going to learn by paying tuition, or you're going to learn by paying for your mistakes. I'm a product of going to college for 10 years. I don't have a doctorate degree. I'm just a priest. Going to college for 10 years, learning, you learn great wisdom. But then you actually have to go into the field of whatever your craft is, and you have to start putting it into action. There's always tricks to the trade, that practical wisdom that you learn as you go. From the people that have been doing it a while, they kind of give you the tips and all that kind of stuff. Today, Jesus calls men to be his followers that did not receive a college degree. They kind of learn by paying for their mistakes. They kind of got that practical, hands-on knowledge in this life. And he wanted them for a reason, because those were the ones that were open to receive his message. Those are the ones that could get it. And that's kind of how faith comes too. Faith you can't just learn in a textbook or taking a course. I oftentimes tell students that are learning religion that this is an introduction. This is the beginning. But to study God is almost laughable, It'd be like a guy studying, a woman and saying, okay, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then you'd tell that to her and she'd find that very offensive. She wants you just to love her, and that's how God is. He wants you to love him. And sometimes, gentlemen, it comes at very inconvenient times, and that's kind of how God is for us. We hear that the apostles are casting their nets, mending their lines, boarding the boat, and right at that time, Jesus comes along. That seems inconvenient, and they drop everything and give attention to him. Kind of like a parent who has a child that maybe just need a little more time to play with, or a spouse who just needs you to listen, or maybe somebody who pops into your office and you're like, I gotta get this work done. I think it's at those times in our life that seem inconvenient to us that are really, from God's perspective, convenient times for him to enter into our life. He came to hard-working people, people that knew what it was like to struggle, working on a boat, sometimes getting a profit of fish, sometimes not. These were hard-working people that struggled. They were people of the earth. Notice where Jesus is in the gospel today. He's in Galilee. Galilee's in the north of Israel. Jerusalem's in the south, the capital, the big metropolitan area. Jerusalem's here. Nazareth is over here. Bethlehem is over here. So Jesus is away from his town. He's away from the capital city. Because in the capital city, those people think they know God. It's all on their terms. It's all convenient, right? It has to fit into how this category goes. If I go to college, if I do these things, my life is going to be perfect. I'm going to get this spouse, this car, and things are all going to eventually pan out. It's like that funny country story. If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. God has a different plan for us. And these people couldn't hear the voice of God. They arrested John the Baptist that we read about in last week's gospel. That Jesus has to leave them for a while and go to the people that can hear, to the people that live in the country, to the people that live in small towns, to people that are in villages, people that are humble, that know what it's like to work hard, that are open to the inconvenience of the world. I think there's a message for us in all that, right? Sometimes it's not all cookie cutter how we have it all planned out. It comes in these inconvenient times. But are we willing to listen in those inconvenient times? Or does my plan get in the way of God's in my life? I think the most inconvenient times, after all, are probably the most convenient times to grow in our faith with God.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.